This day 1423 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. Today we're doing Yoredeya, Simon Reis HaMevav, Sif Yud Gimel to Chav. And I wish we as close for our Nitzachon in this Milchama, which is still in the middle. Yud Gimel, Chasar Vein Rambam, Sif Beis, the Mutzah Tatal is Milachar Mila, you'll have to carry the knife after the Bismillah, Ratzniya B'Chasar Murav, to put it away in a chutzah where there is an Erev. Avagav the Yitzchak of Moshe Shabbos, you know you don't need Erev to have Shabbos. So, Lohuktu ben Hashmashos, Lohuktu ben Hashmashos, then become Mokta. The previous evening at twilight, Mechai the Yitzchak of Moshe Shabbos, you know that Shabbos. Hakal Shono. End quote. Vena move on cloud, mind you on Hukta ben Hashmashos Lakan. The Zohar Shono understand what Mokta ben Hashmashos has to do with this specific topic. That we said, but which became suitable for use on Shabbos, but since it was mukta on Arab Shabbos, ben Hashmashos, so it's mukta for entire Shabbos. Lo b'davar shebetz mukta, not something which is mukta by its intrinsic nature. Misakin shmiel b'vaday mukta yoyis misakin shokatz havin. A meal knife is certainly more muktzah than a butcher's knife. And Shabbos staff kufkuf them with neish makbidim love, because people are concerned with it. Lotar akla mitzvah is only permitted for mitzvah. Shanasa mim mitzvah, so when the mitzvah is performed, also thalpin halot carry more. V'yesh chasim deisha ain muktzah chati Shabbos. They'll say that the reason that muktzah is because no muktzah for half a Shabbos. Zay yoyse tamu, that's more astonishing. Ma'ani anzel zay, what's up to us? V'kwaris yigu al zay, the Tazri asked on this, I must buy a real name, so she also tattle a chasaka chamiyah. And my real fact is, taka seems to say, that's also carried the knife after me. The Zesh Chasim, Shem Rabban, Mechash, Tidlo, Beheter, Masil, Eze, Mokam, Sheyirtse, that which in writing the name Rabban, that once you started carrying it, Beheter, you can put it any place you want. The Vitorical Bekavan also, and they tried this as meaning, really, Dachi Kamar, that's what I think he means. The Kombukta, any muktzah, shetov si yodam, when you're holding your hand, rashay la nicha, b'chol makum shiyerza, and put it anywhere you want. Ben b'chuy of lashlichim b'yodam techim, you're not required to immediately cast it from your hand. Mosh kosa barachayim simen shinches. Zer shem Ramban, that's what Ramban says, kem shetov si yodam, beis amila, since you're holding on to it in your hand, tayin amila, rashay la nicha, b'chol makum shiyerza, you can put it down anywhere you want. Avashi v'nicha, once you put it down, vadi osu tafu, you know, certainly not allowed to carry again. You would only have been allowed to move it at the action time of Mila. Since Muktzah Ben Hashmashos is not relevant, Hashuetz and Muktzah because it's intrinsic Muktzah. Mukta is not because it's pushed off Ben Hashmashos, because it's mukta intrinsically. Or mukta who will be rabbaran, and mukta is rabbaran. Meaning the hutra lo tiyotaleh, we say you're allowed to carry. B'shas mila daim mila gam acha mila, also after the mila, ach matziah koray till you put it properly away. Time rabbi kamil, so there's a very significant reason here. The came rabbaran yitiyo mukta zem b'shul mila. It's rabbaran allowed this mukta on account of the mila. L'chein kol ma shishayich la mila, achona, Chanasa, therefore, anything was relevant to Mila and Shmabreshi, Ben Fonet Ben Echara, as before, after, Yistach or Muktzah Shazul, the Muktzah has been removed for that time. Zelkam Kavona, the Ein Muktzah Chati Shabbos, also that, which means there is no Muktzah for half a Shabbos. In longish brackets, you have Rayas of Taz, Ali, the evidence of Taz from the Ali, which is the one of the implements on which a butcher cuts in a demon, it's uncomparable. Kumash Kusak Kuz Akasim. Because that's right, it's right. Meshavar Ganke Yishchos, whatever right brings, Meshavar is also can be rejected. Meshavar Leis Karkel, Meshavar won't get ruined. Hashem in Tanke Shemel, as opposed to a meal knife. Yishchol, if they leave it there, Yishchol Meshavar Dvar Machen, if they use it for other purposes, Yishchol can get ruined. V'agroz, Sif Kod, Gimel, he seem to accept the Sukkah, Lov, Shenich, Baratz, Oso, Tathlo. It says in Tosef, the Sukkah, there, Lulav, evidently, which put it down on the ground, I guess, early on Shabbos. Now it's a carry. That's because you don't be concerned to get ruined like a knife. That which you have to put that mukta anywhere you want, once you hold your hand. That's where it's a klisha machdu le'iser, shatiltum behetzer, where you're allowed to carry it. For lo muktzah gemur, it's not absolute, lo muktzah gemur, we're not quite absolute muktzah. Well, that which go wrong, holich shitasa barachayim somsim reis ha'avav, we're going to have Ramasham Siv Kaka Yutas Lokaskin, we're going to have this Greece. For I feel the very girl, in furthermore, even going to grow, Hakam Vale, he's going to be after. You started off doing a permissible way, mitzvah. Lama Yigar Misham, much many words to there. For Mishka Stalin, Swiss Ramah, and so Jose, based on what I wrote in explaining Ramah, we don't need any of these explanations. Viduk. Tezvav, Yesh Misha Oser, Rekanech is Mina Dam Shabbos. The Buche Srod evidently forbids you to clean off the knife from the blood on Shabbos. Velona Gukain. I guess. Velona Gukain. No Gukain. Two sides, same coin. You were knowing to refrain from wiping the blood off the Ismail. Avagam Mikra Din, nearly the Mutar. I think it's also permissible. They came in the Mutar. It's not carried for the person. Milo, Vali, Komash, and Shaykh Lina, Milo, Lo Shaykh Mutar. Which relevant to me is not relevant. There's no muktzah, it's not relevant. Which I haven't seen the kodem. That's the main Ramah, like wrote previously, according to Ramah. But the Yadu, the Sari Shemi, and Leir, is the Kumi, and the Kyu, the Yazikra, and the Tinokos. Especially since we know, if you don't keep a meal life clean, it's going to cause infection, cause damage on the children. But I should not keep myself, lo shaykh, be muktzah. So until you clean it, it's interesting, it's not considered muktzah, the nikwe tzarech ha-mila, it's always considered tzarech ha-mila, even though it's not for this specific meal. Rako orlami, I guess, because the germs can incubate, even if delay the cleaning off till later. Rako orlami, she shlicha asa tafla, the orlami, once you cook, put it, cast it aside, that you know it's carried. B'yishu shatim, k'shol shlicha l'offer, l'shul l'tafla, n'yichab offer. Those who allow you, when you didn't put the orlami immediately in dirt, to take it, to pick it up, to move it, and to put it in the dirt. Loni early cloud, I don't understand it all. Din Shlishi Lamila, then of the third day after Bismila, is Barbara Chaim Simichin Lamanaf, I am Chamarasli, parameters of Pikoch Nefesh, which apply to that. Tazain, Adam Shlomal Ve'olam, a person who never performed a Bismila. Loyomo Param Bishanim Shabbos should not do the first one of Shabbos. Shemi Karko, because maybe he's going to mess up. But even such a little Shabbos, Lokim and Mitzvah is going to come out there with a Machal Shabbos and fulfill the Mitzvah. I'm a Shemal Pam Shem, but once he did the meal one time, the Cholim Ol Pam Shem Shabbos, he did the second time he did the Shabbos. Lo Boi Kan Chazok, you don't have to have a Chazok three times. It's El Rach HaShosh, Hashem Eloi Yemein Yadav. It's only concern here that maybe you won't be able to direct your hands professionally. Came Shem Yadav Pam Shem, once you demonstrate you're able to direct your hands professionally one time. No, that's enough, that's the task. Bach, however, Yesh Mishmachim Elatzik Lo Pochot Tishnei Pamim. As they need at least twice, Shemo B'chol, the Bismil Weekday of Azmutar Mo B'Shabbos. They don't have to do it on Shabbos. Chosen Chil Ben Avi L'Achar is another between the father of the child and somebody else. Yesh Mishmachim B'Kach, there's those who make some distinction, Kosh Kosh V'Atzor and Shab, Lo Kaim L'Kem, we do not hold that way. So he's looking at Bach and the Shach. B'Gan Mishlo Pora, Lo Yaseh Par Mishem Shabbos. If you haven't done the Priya, you shouldn't do a Priya for the first time on Shabbos. You tell Mishnah Ben Hashmash, some of you born Ben Hashmash, who suffer Yom Sabi Laila, not sure if it's day or night. Morning, Mina Laila, you come from the nighttime, Benimo, Bachi, Suffolk, meaning it's count on the night day, which is Suffolk, perhaps it's the eighth day. Thanks a lot, Arab Shabbos, Ben Hashmash. If it's counted, if he's born Arab Shabbos, twilight, Morning, Mina Shabbos, it's come from Shabbos. Maybe you work Shabbos above, but you can't get the business next Shabbos. Shem Ayaz Yom, maybe it was daytime. It's money over Arab Shabbos, and it's time was an Arab Shabbos. And Mila Shlob is Mara. So the Mila is in past the proper time. Then it's like a Shabbos, doesn't push a Shabbos. Nima Yom Mishnah, Sabbath Chi, Sabbath Asir, he gets the Bris Mila on Sunday, which is Sabbath, whether it's the ninth day or the tenth day. Yom Yom Mishnah, Yom Shani, Yom Tif, the first Sunday and Monday were both Yom Tif. Nima Yom Shlishi gets Nima, but Yom Shlishi on Tuesday. Yontem Mila Shlobizmana ain't a doichel. Yontem also not pushed up by Mila Shlobizmana. But Yontem changed the Golios. Even the second day of Yontem in the Golios is not pushed up by Mila Shlobizmana. The Zev Shoshana Chonim Mishnah, that's what the Chonim told the Mishnah. Katan Mimo Shmona Tishla Asar Yud Alfi Beis. Anytime after he's born, the eighth, the earliest time could be the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, the 11th, and the 12th. Ain't Shom. Zev Belovish Beyond, and that's what we've explained. Ches, Kosmer Rabbeinu Haram Abishes, if you test. Basically, writes, Bashir Ben Ashmashas, if legal, Tanoi Vamroi, but so Perak Vamamelik. It's Machlok, it's what's Ben Ashmashas for this purpose. Kasa Baal Iter, the Kabbalah says, Misap Halacha Kedivar Mi, we're not sure who Halacha is. Like, Hilkach, therefore, Yisrael Yanukah Mishatishka Chama, if the child is born any time after the sun sets, Safiku Achia Shalim Ben Hashmash Rabbi Yossi, it's a Safik until the Ben Hashmash Rabbi Yossi, which is, I think, a horrifying after two-thirds or three-quarters of a meal. Nima Lassari gets the Ben Hashmash on the 10th day, Shalim Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmash, if he's born Erev Shabbos, that's why. Yisrael Shabbos Mishatishka Chama, if it's born Tzoy Shabbos after Shkia, Avila L'chumar Kedera, if the L'chumar like Rabba, and the Mibriz Milos only on Sunday. Kana Shalom Abinim Ben Hashmash is Oroch V'amok. That Ben Hashmash is long and deep. We come up with Rechaim Sim Reis Samachal. It's Chesan Rechaim. Rak Ach L'chorev V'meg Shem Yishar Shemayim Chusim Ba'avim. But in the winter or in the rainy season when the sun is covered with clouds, Shenecham Ozarachas, when the sun is not shining, Yesh Lamin Afim Mara Yom or Mara Shos Mavak. You can go by what it looks like in terms of the residual light, or based on an accurate clock. It's even the minimum amount of suffix, it's to be the next day, but call the roots and it became everything based on the expert say so, the test. Cotton Shinola Chumor, Cotton, who is born when he is has a bismil already, or Mishishal, Shneg Orlos, or somebody has two Orlos, Shneg Gidim. Two organs, or Shnei Orlos, Zelgav Zeh, or double Orla. Natural difference is between Shnei Orlos and Orlos Shnei Zelgav Zeh. I guess one is specifically Orla, the other is the rest of the Aver as well. Van Dragonus, a person who has both genitals, BLT Dublin, a person who had a cesarean, was born to the cesarean. The evidently bias and a slave born in a house, Shlotavli Imon Shiloh, his mother is not Tavli until he was born. Abishimon Shiloh, even though their bris milah takes place after 8 days, and the Chum Shabbos, they don't push off Shabbos. Because the Lom, the Chazal Mikroi, all this Chazal learned from the Sukkim. Matil, the Shabbos, Taf Kuf, and Mary. The Tum Tum, we don't know the gender, Shnikra, who has skin in that area, which had to be ripped from him, so Zohar is found to be a male. Malos of Shabbos, he can malos some Taka on the 8th day, even on Shabbos. The Yeshua seem some forbidden. Dov Zatali, Basuli, and Babasar, this is the Basuli, and Babasar, Taf Kuf, Chav, Vav. Because he holds it simple that it pushes off Shabbos. We can't have a little asking, as you should mention. He saw Avrayan, a Jew who is a violates, a transgressor, and his wife is also a violator. They're both Bali Avera. Molly knows Sabbath Shabbos, you do between Shabbos. I'm not only Kutis, somebody born of a Kutis of a non-Jewish woman, even by a male Jewish father. Amen on Shabbos, don't do Mitzvah on Shabbos. Kutis Yabot Shabbat, Yisrael, Sali Bein, Dinok Yisrael. Vice versa, of course, a non-Jew had a relationship with a Jewish woman, and they had a son, then his halacha is like a regular Yisrael. The Karoim, Kar writes, Im Yanichu Lamur, if they let us do the Mitzvah with Priya, Molim B'Shabbos, do a meal on Shabbos, Yisrael, if not, Amen on Yisrael, also, behold, if not, we don't let them do the bris milah even on a weekday. Well, mom's a mother, so the Shabbos, and mom's against the milah on the Shabbos. Brackets says you are in shach, and see, because the Tazayim, the Tazayim, because you are much closer to the Yeravonim, but they were in terms of transgressors, I in shach, sinners, we should say. I shall see, because the Tazayim, much closer to the Yeravonim, but they were in terms of transgressors, I in shach, sinners, we should say. I shall see, because the Tazayim, much closer to the Yeravonim, but they were in terms of transgressors, I in shach, sinners, we should say. Zenir Apush, it seems simple. The Gan B'chol Im is not going to do Priya. And even a week, they don't do it if they're not going to let us do Priya. My Mishlo Melch, Perakav, Ali, Yonim. Yishal Avar, Atok HaMuvan. Can I explain more now, obviously, because of censorship. And Yivya Shach Vataz, Yiv Shavar. Also, with Shach Vataz, I can't explain. Because of censorship, fascinating. Okay, but I've got to say that if I have to write a brief. The Duke. Wow. Chav, Kasar Raman, Perakav, Yinu Gimel. Raman writes, Mishlo, B'chol Shmi. A child born in 8 months, he may have shalim b'sar v'tziponav, he's a hole in his hair and in his nails. I raise a black shalim, he's a whole child. Then shiva hu l'shenich l'nishtaya. Really, he's the son of a 7 month pregnancy, which is also considered viable. It's both son of 8 months of pregnancy, which back then was not considered viable. So therefore, he got umutar tachlo b'shabbos, so he'll have to carry him on Shabbos. Ain't okay, he's not like a stone. Most of Shabbos do b'smin on Shabbos. I know that it's sort of lucky. Is born with hair, damaged hair, and his nails are not healthy, as would be the wont. Raise a mention of a diet, certainly an 8-month-old fetus. She should not be born until 9th month. Can't be 4. He was complete. If you know Chosh of Kevin, it was considered like a stone. Nevertheless, if he survived 3 days, then he say considered to be a sustainable child. Was like any other person who's born for all matters. Any child who survived 3 days. And on Nephil, he's not a miscarriage. Mishnah B'chodesh is really brutal. Shem is born in the 7th month of the mother's pregnancy. You know, Shem is born whole. Harais and Vlad Shachayama said it would be a sustainable child. Mothers of Shabbos and you do Brismina Shabbos. Safik ben Shiva. Safik ben Shmona. If you don't know, he's 7 month term baby, 8 month term baby. Mothers of Shabbos go upon him and do Brismina Shabbos no matter what. In Ben Shiva, who was Shalimu, but then she's a Shabbos. Because if he's 7 months old, 7 month term and he's complete, then he should push on Shabbos. If he ben Shmona, and if he's 8 month term, then doing the Bismillah is just like cutting flesh. Because it's going to be a miscarriage. If he's only 8 months old, so it's just like cutting flesh.